Can you just keep your hand wrapped around mine for a minute? He did as I asked without question. Oddly, the man just stood there and held my hand, squeezing a few times as if he knew I needed reassurance. Eventually, I felt the waves start to pass, and I loosened my grip on the stranger. You can let go now. I'm sorry. I had a little panic attack.
It's over.
They come and go like that sometimes. I have a feeling the longer we're in here, the more of a chance another one will develop. Just keep talking to me. It will distract me.
Okay, what's your name?
The urge to let out a scream was overwhelming.
What the fuck was that?
He growled. I let out another scream that was even louder.
Why are you doing that?
Without answering his question, I panted and simply said, Oh, that felt good.
You scared the shit out of me.
Sorry, it's a technique I use to fend off the panic, screaming at the top of my lungs.
That's the best technique you have?
I have a few different techniques. I can also massage my balls.
Excuse me?
I have balls. Massaging them really helps.
Your balls? You look like a woman to me. Pretty damn shapely from the back, at least.
They're Baoding balls, metal meditation balls. I massage them against each other in a circular motion in my palm. It helps calm me down. I began to frantically search through my purse.
What's all that rustling? He asked.
I'm trying to find them. They're somewhere in my bag. Without light, I wasn't able to easily locate them. Shit, where are they? He chuckled.
I have some balls you could massage if you're in a pickle.
You're disgusting. Keep your balls and your pickle away from me, please.
Oh, come on. I'm not serious. Lighten up. You're the one who brought up massaging balls. We're stuck in a dark elevator. I was trying to make a joke, for fuck's sake.
Finally able to locate the Baoding balls, I said, Okay, here they are. I took a deep breath and began to rotate them in my hand, focusing on the soothing sounds of the metal rubbing together.
They chime. How nice, he said in a seemingly sarcastic manner. What exactly are you doing with them?
Rotating them.
This actually does something for you?
Yes. After a few minutes, I turned to him. Open your hand. I placed the balls in his palm. Keep them separated with the use of your index finger. When I could feel him using the wrong finger to position the balls, I said index finger, not middle finger.
Ah. Good. Better rest my middle finger anyway. I may need to lift it repeatedly if this elevator doesn't move anytime soon.
You're not taking this seriously. Give them back to me. I took them from his hand.
I once went on a date with a woman who leaned over the table to tell me she had some metal balls stuck up her hoo-ha.
Benoit balls.
Ah, so you know of them?
Yes.
Well, aren't you the balls expert? Ever use the Benoit balls?
No, I don't need balls to have an orgasm.
Is that right?
I couldn't see it, but I could feel him smiling at me. Shaking my head, I said, Okay, this conversation is just getting weird.
Just now getting weird? I believe this encounter started getting weird the moment you broke my eardrum.
This whole situation was so ridiculous. Suddenly, I started to laugh. The metal balls slipped out of my hand onto the elevator floor and rolled away.
You dropped your balls.
The deadpan way he said it caused me to laugh even harder. He joined me, and we were both officially laughing hysterically. This situation was making us both delirious. Eventually, we were sitting on the ground with our backs against the wall. A few moments of silence passed. It hit me that he smelled really freaking good. It was like a mix of cologne and a manly scent that was all his own. I wondered if he was even attractive. I had to admit, his voice alone was sexy as hell. I finally asked, What do you look like?
You'll find out soon enough.
I'm just trying to make conversation. I could feel his words vibrating against me when he leaned in.
What do you think I look like?
His voice really was very arousing. I cleared my throat. You actually have a really nice voice, very mature. I kind of picture you as an older, distinguished man. Maybe you look like James Brolin.
I'll accept that.
What about me?